I'd like to first start out with a statement that the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives likes to say, that is that budgets are about choices. I think this is a really important concept that we need to acknowledge. From 1990 to 2000, the total number of Canadians who are poor increased by 16.2%. The rate and depths of poverty are getting worse. According to the CCPA, there are more food banks and agencies to help people who are hungry than there are McDonald's in this country. Priorities of previous budgets have centered around tax cuts and debt reduction. These don't help people in poverty, but actually increase the rate and depths of poverty. In the name of debt reduction and tax cuts, transfers of money to provinces have been reduced, funding for affordable housing slashed, the Canadian Assistance Plan has been eradicated, and EI has been drastically altered. This government has focused on paying off the debt while our social safety net unravels. Here in BC, there is a brutal assault taking place on people in poverty. Liberal welfare changes have resulted in more and more people being denied welfare and more people being kicked off of welfare. The BC government has also instituted new policies like the two-year independence test and the 2 out of 5 year time limit for receiving welfare. The federal government shares much of the responsibility for allowing this to happen by canceling the Canadian Assistance Program plan. We need to go back to having a standard for the spending of the Canadian Social Transfer that includes the rights that were part of CAP, mainly the right to amount of money that covers basic needs, the right to appeal, the right to welfare when in need, the right to move from one province to the next, and the right not to be forced to work for welfare. There should be consequences for provinces who break these standards. This would prevent provinces like BC from implementing legislation like the two-year independence test and the two-year time limit. The federal government also needs to ensure that the money given to the social transfer is equal to that is given to the health transfer. The federal government also needs to start and fund a national housing strategy. We definitely need a lot more money to be spent on building social housing units. According to the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, almost 20% of Canadian renters paid more than half of their income towards shelter costs, and 40% paid more than 30% of their income on shelter. Some of Anne Legislated Poverty's other recommendations include the initiation of a national subsidized child care program and more money being placed into schooling and post-secondary schooling. Having successful early education and child care programs have a beneficial effect on the development of kids, especially kids who are coming from low-income families. The federal government also needs to make it easier for people to be able to receive employment insurance. According to the National Anti-Poverty Organization, right now only 39% of people who are unemployed and require EI actually receive it. Money needs to be taken from the surplus EI fund to actually fund effective programs and training programs. We also need a fair and equitable taxation system that does not just benefit rich Canadians and corporations. Basic tax exemptions need to be increased for low-income people. Corporations and higher-income earners need to pay more taxes. The money from this can be used to rebuild our social safety net. Poverty is more prevalent for elderly peoples, Aboriginal peoples, people of color, immigrants, and women. Poverty is not only about survival, it is about being able to function day-to-day within the community. We need public services and a social safety net that we can rely on. In a country as wealthy as Canada, there is no reason or no excuse for the growing inequality in this country today. Thank you.